Okay.
You have my script?
Oops. Yep. Hold on. Let's get this in full screen. I'm pulling it up. For some reason, okay. It was showing the slides as 2x2, and I don't want that. So I'm trying to get this so that it shows one slide as a time at a time. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. Okay, can everyone see my screen now?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, great. Sorry about that, folks.
Okay, so we're all set?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, I am calling this Fort Point Channel Landmark District Commission public hearing to get to order at 6 p.m. on February 11, 2021. You can participate in this hearing by going to our Zoom meeting link found on the public notice page or by calling 926-205-6099 and entering meeting ID number 870-4152-3627#. You can also submit written comment via email to fortpointldc@boston.gov. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review design review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law. We are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the Fort Point Channel Landmark District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Many of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you're calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at fortpointldc@boston.gov. And I'll repeat these instructions during the public comment period after each application. All right, so first, let me get my agenda up here. All right, first item on the agenda is application number 21.0610, 22 Boston Wharf Road, and the proposed work is at the roof level, installed telecommunications equipment and cabinets slash false chimneys. So if the applicant is here and can introduce yourselves, you can get started.
Good evening, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm David Bass. I work with Centerline Communications and we represent T-Mobile Northeast LLC, doing business as T-Mobile. T-Mobile is proposing to add three additional antennas and three radio units to the roof of 22 Boston Wharf Road that will be enclosed in what we call stealth enclosures that look like a chimney. There are three existing stealth chimneys on the roof already. The additional three chimneys will look exactly the same. They're the same size and same design. Historically speaking, just so you know, T-Mobile used to have six of these chimneys on the roof of the building until 2017, when the building did some modifications. And at that time, three of the chimneys were removed. And with the passage of time and the modification of technology, we need to put them back. So with our application, we included visual simulations of what's there right now and what it will look like, and we can walk you through that, as well as walking you through the construction drawings if you would like. This is, I'm hoping for you, an easy application. It's very little visual impact on the surrounding area. And I think I mentioned, or if I didn't, we did with our application enclose a SHPO letter of having no impact on the surrounding area. Let me ask you what you would most prefer to see. Would you like if we started with the visual simulations? That's what you have up on the screen right now.
Yeah.
So I arranged it, the visual simulations first and then the drawings afterwards. And I think in between there's a lot of the technical stuff that was submitted with the application. So maybe we can skip that portion. But it may make more sense to start with the visuals.
Okay. Would you like me to share the screen so we can control the visuals?
I suppose if you have it handy and ready to go, I'm happy to turn over that to you.
Or if you want to go page by page, that's fine, Mary. Whatever works best for you.
Okay, why don't we start page by page, and then if there's an issue, we can go to plan B.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
So this first page, that just showed all the locations where they were from. This is the existing view from the south on the South Boston bypass. As you can see, you can see one existing false chimney that's there right now. And if you go to the next page, there you go. You see from this location, you'll be able to see one of the existing chimneys and one of the new chimneys. If you go to the next page, this is an existing view from the southeast at the intersection of Congress Street and East Service Road. And again, you can see one existing chimney in this location. And if you go to the next page, you will see two. And again, what we're proposing to put there looks exactly like what's already there. If specifically, if you have questions about the size of the chimneys, they're 11 feet tall and they're 5 feet by 5 foot wide. The rest of the visual simulations, you'll see there is no visual impact. And you can't see the existing or proposed chimneys at all. This is from the northeast at the intersection of Seaport Boulevard and Boston Wharf Road. The next page is from the southwest at the intersection of Stilling Street and Boston Wharf Road. Again, no visual impact at all. And then the next page No visual impact. This is at the intersection of Congress Street and Boston Wharf Road. So as you can see, this really is going to have very little impact on the surrounding area. Do you have any questions about the visual simulations?
No, just what's the material?
For this, joining us on the Zoom call is Scott Adams, who's a professional engineer with Advanced Engineering Group. And I'm going to ask him to address that question.
Hi. Again, Scott Adams with Advanced Engineering Group. So the stealth enclosures are going to match the existing three stealth enclosures. They are made of RF transparent fiberglass that don't degrade the signal for the antennas to be shooting through them. So they're not, the only steel part is the base that is ballast mounted to the roof. The rest of it is all fiberglass that the antennas will then be within the fiberglass enclosure.
All right, so when you say transparent, you're not talking about visually transparent, you're just talking about so the signal can pass easily.
Exactly. Anything that's wood or metal will prohibit and cause performance issues for the antennas propagation. So there has to be fiberglass. So there's fiberglass angles, there's fiberglass, you know, bolts that are structurally designed for this specific application.
And all of the equipment is inside.
All of the antennas are completely inside. The radio cabinets are on a platform that's strategically centered on the building, and that was part of the original application back in 2016. So it's physically not visible from anywhere at the pavement around it. It was specifically designed for that purpose.
All right. As an aside, Mary, just see this photo?
Yes.
Total different change of scenery, but let's put a pin in this. I want to ask about that white tent. So let's go on.
Can I just ask, there's no other, nothing else that will not be contained in the equipment, right? That's the sum total of what's contained in the, whatever you're calling them, chimneys.
The chimney, yeah, every chimney just has antennas and radio equipment. The cables will be installed cleanly in cable trays to get between the chimneys.
There's not anything beyond that won't be in the cabinets.
There's a rooftop equipment platform that already exists there today. That's where the radio cabinets are now.
Thank you.
But there's nothing else being proposed that is not within the stealth enclosures.
All right. So you're adding two new cabinets, basically. I guess the question that comes to my mind is, how ongoing is this going to be? Are we going to have, like, you know, 15 cabinets of across the roof here, or what? When is it going to stop?
I can't tell you what the future brings. These cabinets are also not just always being added, but sometimes in this case we're removing one cabinet, an equipment cabinet, and we're adding an equipment cabinet and a battery cabinet. You know, hopefully that will be the continued trend in the future, where we are replacing and upgrading cabinets rather than adding them. In this case, there's an addition of one new cabinet.
Okay. All right. Is that it, or are you going to go through more?
That's it for the visual simulations.
Okay. Because you have 63 pages in your presentation. I didn't know what...
We wanted to be thorough, especially because the application package makes it clear that if you have an incomplete application, it won't be accepted.
I see. All right.
We wanted to be thorough, but we certainly do not have to go through 63 pages of documents.
All right.
We can, if you'd like, walk you through the construction drawings. Or if you don't need to see them based on the visual simulations, that's fine as well. I think Sue, I think, asked a question, is anything going to be visible? And the answer is no. It's that's the purpose of these stealth chimneys to hide the antennas and equipment. So except for the equipment cabinets, which are not visible from the street, there's no visibility whatsoever.
Okay. I mean, it's certainly a clean way of getting this equipment up there. And because it's a non-conforming, newer building, it's less offensive. I think if it was a historic building, I think then, we would definitely have some issues. This material is also going to be stand up over time. I mean, in terms of getting dirty and or fading or whatever, I assume it's durable material.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's only like really one or two manufacturers for this RF transparent material. Stealth is kind of used, but they're one provider of the material and they've been around for the longest. A lot of times people default to their name, so to speak, Stealth, but there's really only a couple of providers that provide it. They specialize in this. It's not like any Tom, Dick, and Harry can prepare this material. It's very specific for RF transparency that all the carriers utilize and is designed to last and stand up well at a time.
And the three chimneys that are there have been there for years.
Okay.
There's no degradation.
And these are, I'm just looking at a drawing. Are the chimneys 4 or 5 feet by 5 feet? Or is it, I see another drawing here that shows 12 feet. What is this is on page S2, which would be 61 of your 63 pages.
So it's 11 feet tall and they're 5 by 5. The 12 is the base. So that is.
Oh, okay. So you don't, we won't see that. Oh, I see here. Yeah. All right. Exactly. So the vertical point is basically a 5 foot by 5 foot chimney or 4'11".
Yeah. And when you add the skin on, we count for the skin to be a half inch. So it ends up being 5 by 5 with the RF transparent skin.
All right. Okay.
I have pictures if you wanted me to show you what they look like, but it's very, very clean installation. They look very nice on the roof. Clean.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I'm okay with the simulations that you showed. Do the other commissioners, do they have any other comments or thoughts?
The only thing I would say is it looked as though the last three photographs that were shown were actually taken from within the district and showed that there was virtually no visibility of the cabinets. There are some other photos that are taken outside of the district, which do show, but I think within our purview of what we need to be giving an opinion on, it's what's visible from within the district, and it doesn't look like it is visible.
Right.
Actually, John, I think there is some visibility from further down A Street.
Okay.
But again, I think it's from a great distance.
Okay.
I'll just say that I'm fine with these, but okay. I hope there's a moratorium for a while.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to have to, obviously, if they want to do more, they've got to come before us. And I think that it's at that point that we'll start to, have to make a judgment call on if these things are getting to be so, apparent and visible on the building. Are they going to start to look like a bit of a joke that, people, how many?
Well, and I don't think new solutions are going to come about until they're forced to come about. So,
yeah, I see. So.
Just sort of the typical practice. I mean, most carriers, I work for all the major carriers, they have usually 3 or 4 antennas per sector, and usually there's 3 sectors. This would be T-Mobile's 4th antenna, which, I don't, can't say that they would never add 5, but it's very unusual. Usually it's 3 to 4.
I have not seen that.
Yeah. All right.
At this point forward, usually they're just replacing, they're taking out one technology, older technology, and replace it with a newer technology antenna.
And this is T-Mobile that you said is doing this?
Yes, they're the applicant.
So that's just one company. I mean, do you think there'll be others that will want to come along and use these? And if they do, can they use the insides of these chimneys as well?
No, unfortunately, they're site-specific, carrier-specific. The technologies and the wavelengths for each carrier is independent. And if they're too close together, they cause issues. So they cannot be within the same RF transparent screen. They either have to be stacked 10 foot vertically, roughly like a monopole, or they have to be spread apart on a rooftop pointing in different directions.
So it sounds like it's unlikely that another company is going to come along and want to put things.
Well, I can just say
other years, a different installation on the same rooftop with different locations. But as you mentioned, they'd have to come back in front of this board for approval of that.
Yeah.
T-Mobile would have no control over that application.
Okay. All right. Any other comments before we open it up to the public? All right. Mary, do you have my script to read in on that again for the public
comment? Yes, I do. It's just going to take me a minute. Sorry.
That's all right.
Mary, just for the record, Mary and I have been communicating by email about this for a few months now, and I just want to thank you. You've been very helpful from the beginning of the process to the end. So, oh,
that's very nice. Thank you.
All right. So, members of the public are now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on the application discussions. To do so, please raise your hand via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at fortpointldc@boston.gov. So we'll wait a bit and see if any comments are coming through. Excuse me.
All right. I see Sarah McCammond is raising her hand. So Sarah, you can go ahead and offer your public comment now.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. Sarah McCammond, Fort Point resident. And I appreciate seeing the angles from within the district. I just had one question in regards to the rooftop experience, only because a few months back there was a presentation in front of the commission for a roof deck. And so I just kind of wanted to, I think it's on another part of the roof, but just sort of bring it up to make sure that, because I couldn't quite tell whether, these would be in the line of vision or in any way take away from the roof deck that's being built for the office tenants. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I don't really know the details of the roof deck. The landlord certainly is familiar with what we're proposing. They had to be the first to approve what we're doing. So I know we won't interfere with the roof deck, but I really can't, unfortunately, give you any more details about the landlord's thinking about it.
Okay. Thank you. Mary, I assume there's no other comments coming through?
Yeah, I don't see anybody else raising their hands, and there's no emails that I've received. So I think can close public comment.
Okay. So if one of the commissioners would like to make a motion.
I will. Move to approve the application as submitted, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Second?
I'll second.
All right. Commissioner Karoff?
Yes.
Smilich?
Yes.
Organian?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mary, now I'm assuming the next item is the 5-channel Center Street. And then do we not have an advisory or we do not? Or do
this is an advisory review for 5-channel Center Street. This is advisory,
okay.
Yes.
So there won't be a vote at the end of this, or
correct.
Okay, so this is an advisory, and the so is it have an application number and all that, or what? I mean, I'm sort of a little confused.
It's withdrawn for this for this particular hearing. They were not able to construct a mock-up in time, but they still wanted the opportunity to present the scope of work to you.
Okay, so the advisory is for 5-channel Center Street, and regarding the proposed work of. At the roof level, install new visible mechanical equipment at the Medallion Avenue elevation and replace the garage door with louvers at the existing masonry opening. So if the applicant is here, they can introduce themselves.
Yes, good evening, commissioners, and thank you for having us here tonight. I'm Erin Doherty with Epsilon Associates, which is providing historic preservation consulting services for this project at Five Channel Center. With me tonight is Kyle Dupal from Phase 3 Real Estate Partners, and Michael Boone from Perkins and Will, the project architect. So before I hand the presentation over to Kyle and Michael, I wanted to give some background as to why we're here for an advisory review. As Mary mentioned, the team had submitted an application in January with the intention of formally presenting the application for your review here tonight. There were some unexpected delays with inspectional services in obtaining the permit for the rooftop mock-up. So it could not be constructed in advance of today's hearing. So we've withdrawn the formal request for review at this time and instead wanted to share the project with you informally, get your any feedback and comments. And looking ahead, the permit has now been secured and the mock-up will be installed in advance of the March hearing when we would anticipate being before you again for formal review.
Okay.
So unless there are any questions on that, with that background, I will pass it over to Kyle from Phase 3.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for taking some time with us this evening. So we have recently purchased the building from Westbrook Partners. So we're Phase 3 Real Estate Partners, and we're looking to redevelop the program for research and development, continued use in that regard. And in order to deploy our program, we would need to add some additional mechanical equipment to the roof. So we've done some extensive studying with sight lines and looking at how best to strategically place the equipment to minimize the visual impact from various locations around the site. And so what we have in this deck is sort of a review of that in a three-dimensional way. And as Erin so astutely put, we were intending to have the mock-up, and we were told by ISD that it was going to be a quick review and a three-day turn. Turned out to be about a week and a half, and we just got our permit to build the wooden mock-ups yesterday. So we had a crew out there today shoveling snow off of the roof so that we can actually start the construction of that mock-up. But in the interest of, you know, at least getting you guys an opportunity to take a look at what we're proposing in advance of the mock-up, we thought we would try to keep the meeting this evening to give you at least an initial view of what we're proposing. I thought maybe that would be a little bit helpful for your consideration.
Okay.
Nah, so I'll turn it over to Michael Boone, our architect, Perkins and Will, to lead us through the deck, please. Michael, thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Kyle. Can everybody hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sorry, for some reason, my camera doesn't seem to be picking up, but apologies for that. Life in the virtual world here. So as Kyle mentioned, we have a pretty minimal scope of work that we're proposing to do here, and we just have a few slides we put together that we can walk through real quickly. Feel free to interrupt at any time if you have questions. We've got, just for starters here, sort of to locate ourselves a quick map of the area and a little zoom in there of the proposed project site, which is right at the corner of Iron Street and Channel Center Street. It's that red square there. And Mary, if you want to hit the next slide, please. And then this is a little more detailed view of the site and the context surrounding it. Again, Five Channel Center Street, right there on Iron Street and Channel Center Street, and the park across the street. We have overlaid here just the four channel district boundary, just to give us a reference. Mary, if you go to the next slide. And as we mentioned, there really is very limited scope to the project. We're not proposing to do anything to the exterior of this building on the front and the side elevation here, which this is the Iron Street elevation. So essentially what you're seeing here are the existing conditions. Mary, you can go to the next slide, please. And then this is this is the front elevation from Channel Center Street. So again, no proposed work to be done to the exterior facades of the building. And then if we can go to the next slide, Mary. This is the rear elevation. We are going to be replacing one overhead door opening. It's that one in the lower right in that photo that you're seeing. And that's going to be, we're going to be replacing that with a mechanical intake louver. We have some images later on in the presentation we can show for reference on that. So if you go to the next slide, please, Mary. These are a couple of cross sections through the building. What we've identified here is the existing rooftop conditions. So as we mentioned, the majority of the work is adding equipment to the rooftop. Right here, you're seeing the existing conditions. So that light gray profile you're seeing up on the roof here is what's existing now. We'll show some photos later, which shows, you know, the fair amount of equipment that already exists on this roof deck. But we'll be adding a couple pieces to that. If you go to the next slide, please, Mary. So this is the proposed equipment you're seeing in white overlaid. There are a couple of air condensing units. We are proposing a couple of new exhaust fans. And then we do have a new air handling unit, which will be replacing the existing unit that's already on the roof deck. And it will be a similar, if not smaller, in size and footprint. Again, if you could go to the next slide, please, Mary. And then this just blows those sectional studies at the roof deck up a little bit more, just to give a little more references to, you know, the general sizes of the equipment that we're proposing. So again, in the gray is the existing conditions. And then what you see in the white there is sort of the outline profile of the new equipment that we're proposing. If you could go to the next slide, Mary, I think we have one more of a section up on the roof here. Yeah, this is the section in the long direction. So again, on the left, we have the exhaust fans. And then in the center of the roof there, you'll see the condensing units. And then in the back right, that's where the existing air handling unit will be replaced with a new unit. And if we could jump to the next slide. And we have a plan view of the existing roof deck conditions here. Again, in that slightly darker gray is all the existing equipment that already exists up on the roof deck. And then if we go to the next slide, we have it overlaid to show the new equipment that we're adding. So it's a fairly populated roof deck already. We're again adding a couple of pieces of equipment there. On the upper right, again, is the new air handling unit, which will replace the existing unit. So essentially just taking its place. If you go to the next slide, Mary. Thank you. This is just a photo for reference of the existing conditions up there. So you can see all that equipment that's loaded to the inboard side of the building. On the lower right there is that air handling unit that we'll be replacing. If you could switch to the next, Mary. And as Kyle mentioned, we did a series of some sightline studies. You can see that we've chosen some locations here within the district boundaries. And from these angles, you can tell you really don't have any view of what that proposed equipment will be placing up on the roof will be. So we've really worked hard to put that equipment towards the center of the roof deck and limit any visibility from the street angles. If we go to the next slide, I think we have a couple more of these. Yeah, so then this is just the view looking from the Iron Street side, from the cross-sectional view. So again, really no views to that proposed equipment from street level. And if you could flip again, Mary, for me. So we did mention that we're going to be replacing the one overhead door at the lower right there with a new louvered intake panel system. We are proposing to infill the opening without doing anything to the actual frame of the opening. It's essentially just taking the door and replacing it with the new louvered panel, which if you can see those details on the upper left there, we're proposing to keep the same relationship between the exterior of the brick face to the face of the panel that exists now between the brick and the overhead door. So really keeping it within kind as far as the spatial relationship is concerned. We would propose to do it in a similar color to what's there now to match that color. And we do have an example, you know, up the street where I think it's 15 Channel Center where they've done something somewhat similar. So there is sort of a existing example, if you will, of this condition already on the street. If you could flip to the next slide here, Mary, I think we did a quick superimposed Photoshop version of that, so you can see what that panel will look like. It's the one on the right. Of course, the one on the left is the existing overhead door condition. So again, keeping it very similar to the existing conditions. And then if you flip again, Mary, I think we have some views here. We've just rendered a few views taken. These relate to the earlier sightline studies that we did. This view is at the rear from Medallion Avenue. Again, really no view shed there. It's any of the equipment up on the roof. We can go to the next view. This is from the point across the street. This is at A Street and Iron Street, looking across the park at the front of the building. Again, no views really of any of the equipment up on the roof deck. If we go to the next view again, Mary. And then this is a straight on view from across at the park. The equipment that you're seeing there is actually the existing equipment. So that is not the proposed equipment that we're proposing to put up on the roof deck. We have another view, I think, if we can go to the next one, Mary. This is just up the street on Channel Center Street. This view is again showing existing equipment, because I think if you remember that photo we showed, all of that existing equipment is really loaded on this side of the building. And our proposed equipment is on the other side of that. If you could flip again, Mary, for me. Thank you. So this is the shot at street level, looking right at the front of the building and Channel Center Street. Again, no views to that equipment up on the roof deck. And then again, Mary, if you would. This is the shot looking at the back corner of the building. This is at Medallion and Iron Street. Again, from across the street, no views of any of the equipment that we're proposing. And I think there's one more, Mary, if you'd flip.
Mary.
Great. That is the shot from down Medallion. The equipment you're seeing towards the right there is all existing. The one piece of equipment that you're seeing there, that is the new air handling unit that is replacing the one that's existing that we pointed out in that photo previously. And I believe that's about it, Mary. I think that's all the slides we have. Yep.
So this on this slide here, or the last one that you just showed, where you're replacing what's existing, I mean, that's just showing like a box.
Yep.
Is that in fact what we're going to be seeing or what? What is it that it will actually look like as compared to what's there, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Sure. Yeah. We're still vetting out the different, you know, potential options, but we have a couple selected right at this point that we're working between. They'll both be very similar in kind to what's there now. It's basically a box. They have, you know, some duct tie-ins underneath. This is really just a pretty simple structure up on top of the roof. It won't be any different than what you're going to see now.
Yeah. So David, it's not going to have like all of these things sticking off of it or going everywhere. It's you'll see some shadow where there's maybe a panel at the most, but it doesn't have like antenna or things like that attached to it. All the duct work actually. It's underneath it going in and out of the building. Yep. That's one of the reasons why we're trying to do the louver so we could avoid any additional site of ductwork on the roof.
All right. And so whatever the new stuff is going to be, it doesn't go beyond the height of what's there or the width of what's
yeah,
there?
Correct. Yeah. So I don't know if I think we tried to show on one of the slides on the roof, like piping runs and things like that. All of that's tight to the deck.
You wouldn't see that.
So that you get, yeah, I think maybe at most it's 22 inches maybe off the top of the deck at most. So it's all, you know, it's pretty de minimis and we're keeping it tight for many reasons, not just the sight lines, but a lot of other reasons we want to keep it tight for, you know, wind and wake and things like that. We don't want that stuff to get rattled around or have to try to build special strapping systems.
Okay.
There's no scoops or hoods or anything like that either.
And so what what you just got your permit for was to do a mock-up of showing the outlines of what's proposed. Is that what you're
doing? Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to build all of the equipment out of basically, we're going to build like wooden posts and then wrap it in orange snow fence. So it's like really highly visible. And we're going to leave it up there for about a week, maybe even a week and a half if we can get it done quick enough so that you guys can, you know, walk around. And because, you know, we picked like 10 different views, but that may not be where you want to stand and look. So we were talking to Mary and she recommended that we do this. So we're going to go ahead and build it for you guys. So you have some time to look at it. Okay. So it's going to be, you know, wood, but then wrapped in the orange snow fence. So it's highly visible.
All right. That's good. That'll be, yeah. And so obviously Mary will let us know when that's done and then we can, we'll do it separately or individually so we won't have to qualify as a meeting to do it as a group. So, all right. I don't know. Do the commissioners have any other thoughts there or input they want to give the applicant before, you know, regarding this presentation? And I guess we're all okay with it. All right, yeah, I look forward to seeing the mock-up and then it seems like it's gonna be pretty benign just based on the angles from the portions that are within the district that we would be concerned with. So I'm expecting this probably not gonna be an issue, but it will be nonetheless good to see it. And then we will, Mary, how's that? We give our feedback to you about it and then they will then take that and come back to us with the formal application?
Well, you can offer feedback now. Otherwise, you know, we'll see what the mock-up looks like and we'll just treat it like, you know, a regular hearing. I'll just, you know, submit photographs and staff comments and and you could talk about it then. So if you have initial feedback to give now, I'm sure the project team would be happy to hear it. But if not, you know, we'll just wait and see what the mock-up looks like.
Okay. I mean, I think I've just given my feedback. I guess I'll do one comment about the door eventually, but here, I mean, as far as the roof deck, you're going to be replacing basically the volume of what is there with something new, but it will maintain the same volume and any other things will be far enough back. So it won't be visible. So that'll be good to test that out at various vantage points. And regarding the louvers, I mean, I think it's pretty benign looking. It looks as, you know, it's keeping within the same opening, as the, original garage doors. So other than seeing a little bit more of a horizontal, you know, view or shadow lines of and such, I think that's probably okay. One question I did have is, what is this going to be? Is this going to be blowing stuff, air out onto the sidewalk, or is it?
No, it's our intake, David. So it's where we're pulling air in.
We'll pull it
it's
in.
Our fresh air intake. Yeah. So we did an air study. And because of COVID, our company has new like air purity requirements. And so we're actually pivoting to, we actually now want to separate the supply and exhaust air in buildings as much as we possibly can. And then also we wanted to reduce duct work on the roof. Mm-hmm. So that both of those things came together and we said, okay, we could put all of our intake duct work, bury it in the body of the building and get that separation to be more COVID compliant. But we would need to have the louver in order to do that. Okay. So it did a couple of things for us. That's why the louver is being requested. So it's pulling in and we oversized it so that we don't have sound issues or transmission and it's not an impediment to people going for walks around lunchtime or things like that.
All right, that was my next question then. Do you anticipate any additional sound that will come out of that? But that's
no, it's about twice the size it needs to be for that purpose.
Okay, so, all right. Any other thoughts by the commissioners that they for?
I'm fine with all of this.
Yeah, I register the same way.
All right. Now, Mary, did we open this up to the public? I can't remember for advisories.
Generally not.
Okay. All right. So I think it's a presentation was very good, and I think you're hitting all the marks that we like to, obviously, that we would need to pay attention to, and it seems like it's going to be pretty benign in terms of its impact. I'm glad that you to be able to go out there, because maybe there are a couple vantage points that I might want to look at just to see if there's any visibility that maybe your photos didn't capture. Okay.
Yep.
So if the commissioners don't have any other questions or so, we'll leave it at that and then go wait for the mock-up.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate you taking some time this evening. And we'll look forward to circling back with you after we've got the mock-up complete.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice evening, everybody.
All right. Okay, now the next is the ratification of the December 10, 2020 public hearing minutes. I didn't have any issues with it, so if anybody does, or if not, then we'd like to have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. All right, so those are accepted. Staff updates?
We are getting close to having online applications, which is huge.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, Nick has been working really, really hard to get that off the ground. So we're not quite sure of timeline yet, but hopefully that will be sooner rather than later. It will certainly take a lot of staff pressure off of us that is usually spent answering questions and leading people to the application forms. So that's really great news for us.
So what would that mean then if it's online applications? How is that?
It means people could apply directly online. Oh. They would be able to see the status of their application without having to ask us what the status is. It would be like they would be able to log in anytime and see exactly what information is needed from them, what hearing they're on. It'll be a really great system once it gets off the ground. So we're really excited.
Great. That's good.
Yeah.
I was going to pick up on something that we just were talking about just before the meeting started, and you know, people were commenting about the effectiveness of having these Zoom hearings. The only thing I feel that I miss is, and maybe there's a way to learn how to do it. I find it very helpful for me when I'm commenting on something that's in the application of one of the drawings. I mean, I used to use the laser pointer to be able to kind of highlight what I'm talking about, and I can't do that now, but I have seen where people have the ability to get into the screen and actually draw on it. I don't know how to do that, but I would love to learn that because I think that helps a lot to streamline questions and point right to the part that I'm concerned about.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I think it would have to do with who has or who's sharing the screen at any given time. But if there's a way to do it, that would be great.
Okay. Then the last question, what was that white tent out there? Did we approve it?
No, I just saw that the other day. Wow. It's at Pink Taco, which
is there, huh?
Yeah. We've had some, there's been some violations at that property in the past. So yes, we did not approve that.
God, I mean, I can't believe they thought they can just get away with putting that up there. All right. Well, so what, are you going to issue some letter or so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So that brings to mind a question about whether anything had been established in any of the districts about how to handle these requests from restaurants in the circumstances that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, clearly there's some flexibility that's warranted. Has anything come up like in any other neighborhood? Has this been addressed?
Not to my knowledge, no. I haven't seen any applications for, you know, temporary outdoor seating. Certainly have not seen any sort of semi-permanent enclosure like this one. I will ask Joe and Nick, see if they have seen anything, but nothing has come up in staff meetings. And I would imagine that would be something that they would bring up if they've encountered it.
Because there must have been some in the South End.
I haven't seen any. I mean, I've seen the outdoor, you know, temporary outdoor dining, but nothing like no covered canopies or anything like that.
Yeah, I know there was in the South End, there was that Petit Robert that did enclose, and I think they had to take it out.
They had some of the bubbles
for outdoor seating during COVID. So, but yeah, it's a pretty blatant violation that they should definitely have come before us. So, all right, good.
I have a question about the status of getting a new member of the commission.
Yeah, I wish I had an update for that. As far as I know, it's still with city council and the mayor's office. So, I mean, understandably with COVID, you know, they've had a lot on their plate, but we have not heard any updates.
So when did this district start?
2007, I think.
Because I would say for probably the last 8 to 10 years, there has never been a full complement of members. So this is not a short-term problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Landmarks has acquired two new members just within the last couple of months.
Right.
Yeah, several of the districts have as well. We're and not sure why.
Is this vacancy a resident or is it a member from the commission that we need to put in?
Not a commissioner.
It's a resident.
It's a residence. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's even with Tom here, we still are missing one.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Fortunately, our office has not been able to get any updates on it.
Actually, I know what I can tie it to is since at least 2012, there has not been a full complement. So that's 9 years ago.
Jeez. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Nothing else. To adjourn.
Right.
At Lynn's, okay. And second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye, everybody.
Happy Valentine's, everybody. Thank you.
We have chocolate at these meetings.
Yeah. If only. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, all.